This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Every year, Muslims all over the world debate over the permissibility of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not celebrating this. This debate has been going on historically for maybe around 1,000 years. Those who believe that it is bid'ah, they believe in it strongly, and they believe that it is bid'ah, and they are not convinced that they can do it or they should be do it, and they keep refuting those who do not believe that it is bid'ah, and they believe that it is good. Irrespective of my personal view, we need to move forward. And subhanAllah, this year, my dear respected brothers and sisters, actually in the last few years, we see more attacks against our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those attacks against this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom we are debating over his celebration, over his birthday. Shall we celebrate? Shall we not celebrate? This attack is against both of us. So isn't twice, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that both of us, instead of polarizing our ummah into two conflicting parties, that both of us agree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they say, is the red line, is part of our aqeedah. Yes, Islam is based on five pillars, and the first one is not just only believing in Allah jalla ala, but is testifying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. He is the one who taught us about Allah jalla wa ala. Allah jalla wa ala honors him by so many things. So this prophet, who is part of our aqidah, part of our history, part of our social life, political life, part of our spiritual life, any goodness we experience in this life is because of him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa ala honored him in his book by so many verses. Allah jalla wa ala never called him by his name out of honor for him. Allah, the supreme being, is honoring him. Ya ayyuhal rasulu, ya ayyuhal nabi. He never called him ya Muhammad, as Allah jalla wa ala says, ya Adamu, qila ya Nuhu, and so on. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, with all these attacks against this great personality, shouldn't we come to a realization that all of us are attacked? The core principles of our aqidah are attacked. And let us delay these debates around the permissibility of the maulid, provided that those who are doing crazy things in maulid, and alhamdulillah they are few, they stop doing that. But apart from that, both sides, they should come and defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his honor, because those who celebrate the maulid, they love him, so they should be the first people to defend him. And those who do not celebrate the maulid, they say that they are defending his sunnah, and therefore they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they want to defend his sunnah, and therefore they should defend him. So brothers and sisters, let us change, let us have a turning point in our life, and use these attacks that are happening against our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against our deen, against us, as a turning point in our thinking, in the world view, and start think how to come together to defend our deen, to defend our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to take the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the message of the message of justice and mercy, the message of goodness, the message of power as well, and strength and honor. We need to take it to the entire world. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.